You know how crucial trust is for law firms? It's always been the heart of it all, right? But this article you sent over about building trust online has got me thinking. The game's changed, hasn't it?
It really has.
No more relying just on handshakes and word of mouth.
It's a digital handshake now. That's what this article, Trust Signals in the Digital Age, is all about. Your online presence, that is your first impression for most people these days. And if it doesn't scream trustworthy, you've lost them before they even pick up the phone.
It's true. How many times have you checked out a business online before you even considered calling them?
Oh, guilty as charged. And this article points out that when it comes to something like legal matters, people are even more careful, naturally, about who they trust. They're looking for really specific things, not just a feeling.
Okay, so let's unpack that. The article breaks down trust into honesty, skill, and reliability. But how do you actually show those online? I mean, it feels so much more abstract than, say, a firm's physical office.
Right, you can't exactly smell the mahogany and leather online, not yet at least. But think about it this way. Honesty online. That translates to clear communication on your website. No legal jargon, upfront pricing, if at all possible. Skill. Showcase that expertise, right? Detailed attorney profiles, case studies. But keep it human, not just a laundry list of wins.
And reliability. I'm guessing that's where a, I don't know, clunky, outdated website really works against you.
Big time, yeah. It's like showing up late to court with mismatched shoes. Your website needs to be the online version of a well-oiled machine. Easy to navigate, mobile-friendly, updated regularly. Think of those last updated dates as proof you're on top of
Well,
things.
that makes total sense.
Yeah.
It's giving, I care about the details, so I'll care about your case.
Exactly. And those details, they matter visually too. The article talks about how professional images, consistent branding, all of that boosts your credibility. Imagine this. You're looking for a lawyer online. One firm's website, they've got those cheesy stock photos. Ugh, yeah. The other one's using high-quality photos of their actual team, their office. Who are you more likely to trust?
Oh, the difference is night and day. It's like comparing a photocopied flyer to a professionally printed brochure.
Totally.
One just whispers, "We cut corners."
And in the legal world, perception is everything. A poorly designed website, outdated information, grainy images, they all chip away at that vital first impression of trust.
It's like the foundation then, right? A professional website. It's what gets people in the door.
Yeah, it is. But once they're there, you got to give them a reason to stay. And that's where content comes in.
Because a beautiful website with no information is like walking into a gorgeous office
Yeah.
only to find out like nobody's there to help you.
Exactly. And that's where this article, I think, gets really interesting. It dives into how content and the right kind of content can really be your secret weapon for building that trust online. It's about going beyond just the basic about us and actually putting your expertise out there on display.
Okay, so what does that look like? What kind of content?
So think about the questions that your potential clients, that they're already asking, even before they even contact a lawyer. What are their pain points? What are those legal pitfalls they need to avoid? The article highlights things like jargon-free blog posts that explain complex legal issues in plain English, right? Detailed FAQs that address common questions right up front.
Oh, that's so smart. It's like anticipating their needs and showing them you already understand what they're going through, at least to some degree.
Precisely. And don't underestimate the power of a well-crafted guide or even like an ebook, something like The 5 Biggest Mistakes to Avoid in a Personal Injury Case, or, 10 Questions to Ask Before Drafting a Will. These are valuable resources that position you as an authority in your field, and they build trust before they even pick up the phone.
It's about giving away valuable information for free, which I know some people are hesitant to do, but it makes sense. It's like offering a free consultation in a way.
Exactly. It builds that trust, it demonstrates your expertise, all without asking for anything in return.
Yeah, that's huge.
And don't forget about videos. Those are even more engaging, especially for your visual learners out there. Think like explainer videos on common legal processes or even just client testimonials.
Testimonials are huge.
Oh, they're so powerful.
Social proof is so powerful these days.
It really is.
People trust what other people say about you, often even more than what you're saying about yourself.
Exactly. And that actually brings us to another critical aspect the article emphasizes, which is online reviews.
Oh, we live and breathe by those star ratings these days, don't we?
We do, we do. The article actually calls them digital word of mouth.
Hmm.
And for good reason.
Yeah.
Potential clients, they are scouring the internet for reviews, mm-hmm. looking for that validation.
Of course.
From their peers. It's like asking your neighbor, hey, have you used this lawyer before?
Right.
What was your experience like?
Should I use this person? Yeah.
Exactly.
And it's even more powerful in a way than word of mouth because you're seeing it from multiple people, not just one person's opinion.
Absolutely. And it's not just about getting those 5-star reviews, although we all want those, right?
Of course.
The article really emphasizes the importance of responding to both positive and negative reviews promptly and professionally.
Okay, interesting.
It's about showing that you're listening, you care, you are committed to client satisfaction.
So even a negative review, if handled well, can actually build trust.
It can.
Wow.
Because it shows transparency,
okay.
a willingness to address concerns head on.
Right.
And let's be real. Nobody expects perfection,
right.
but they do expect honesty and responsiveness.
It's like that saying, it's not the mistake, it's how you handle it.
It really is.
But applied to the online world.
Exactly. And you know, this kind of ties into a bigger point this article makes about digital marketing in general. So you've built this great website.
Yeah.
You're creating, we're talking about creating killer content.
Right.
But how do you make sure the right people are actually finding it?
That's a good question, yeah.
It's a crowded landscape out there, right?
Like having an amazing restaurant,
yeah,
but it's hidden down some side street that nobody knows about.
Yes.
Nobody's going to find it unless you put up a sign.
Perfect analogy. So the article dives into SEO,
okay.
or search engine optimization. And before you tune out thinking it's too technical,
right.
it's simpler than it sounds.
Okay.
It's about showing up in those top search results when someone Googles divorce lawyer your city.
Yeah.
Or estate planning attorney near me.
Right. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So how do you do that? Is it just about using the right words on your website or is there more to it?
That's part of it, but it goes a little deeper. The article talks about targeting what are called long tail keywords, which are these longer, more specific phrases people actually search for.
Yeah.
So think best child custody lawyer in your city or real estate lawyer specializing in probate.
So instead of just saying lawyer, you're getting specific with it.
You got it.
Yeah.
And it suggests creating, this article suggests creating separate pages on your website.
Okay.
For each practice area.
Right.
This not only helps with SEO,
mm.
but it also just makes for a better user experience.
Right. It makes.
Visitors land on the page that's most relevant to them.
Exactly.
Which builds trust and confidence.
All about clarity. Making it easy for them.
Precisely. And remember, SEO, this isn't just a one-time thing.
Right.
It's an ongoing process.
Yeah.
Regularly updating your website with fresh, relevant content, like those blog posts we talked about, the FAQs.
Yeah.
That tells search engines that your site is active, it's valuable. You
know? It's like sending a signal that, hey, I'm on top of it.
Exactly. And this ties into another crucial aspect of digital marketing, reputation management. It's not enough to just be trustworthy. You need to look trustworthy online.
So it's about sort of proactively shaping the narrative about your firm.
You got it. Respond to those reviews, good and bad. Engage with comments on social media and make sure your branding is consistent.
Yeah.
Across all platforms. It's about transparency.
Yeah.
And really showing, you know, the human side of your firm.
Because at the end of the day, people want to work with people.
Exactly.
People they trust, people they feel comfortable with.
Exactly. And that brings us to, I think, a final crucial point that this article really touches on,
okay.
which is confidentiality.
Yes.
We've been talking about putting yourself out there digitally.
Right.
But legal matters, those are sensitive.
Of course.
How do you balance, right?
Yeah.
Building that trust with maintaining your client's privacy.
That's a great question. It's like walking a tightrope between accessibility and then security, right?
Right. And the article really highlights how crucial it is to have those robust security measures in place. Things like client portals for secure communication.
Oh, very important.
Cloud-based systems for storing sensitive data.
So it's not just about looking good online. It's about having the infrastructure to back it up.
Exactly. And it's not just about the tech either.
Okay.
The article really emphasizes the importance of staff training.
That makes sense.
Every single person in the firm.
Oh, yeah.
Needs to be on the same page when it comes to digital confidentiality.
It's about creating that culture of security from the inside out.
100%.
This has been such an eye-opening deep dive. So for our listeners who are thinking about all this, what's the one key takeaway, you think? What's the one thing they should focus on?
I think this article really hammers home that in today's digital age, trust, it isn't built on a handshake anymore. It's
right.
built click by click, interaction by interaction.
Interesting.
Every element of your online presence sends a message.
Yeah.
From your website design to your social media to how you respond to a simple review.
It matters.
It does. Make sure that message screams trustworthiness.
It's about being intentional, strategic, and authentic in everything you do online.
Exactly. And remember, building trust, it takes time, it takes effort.
Right.
But the payoff is huge.
It is.
In today's digital world, it can make or break you.
So much to think about. And for our listeners, we hope this deep dive has really equipped you with the insights you need to navigate this new landscape of trust.
Absolutely.
Because at the end of the day, when it comes to choosing a law firm, or any business for that matter,
right.
trust is everything.